there any kind of like questions or anything out there? Oh, good. Okay, then. More music. Less questions? Yeah? More not, less talk? Yeah. All right, then. We got to come up with another one.
Come on, Walt. How about a waltz? Bass hornpipe.
Waltz hornpipe. Some waltz. Oh, cool.
Waltz, yeah. What do you think?
Hey, Michael, I have a question. I have a question about your right arm. Do you, when you're practicing something slow or learning it, are you conscious of, do you break things down in terms of trying to do a consistent bow pattern or trying to arrange your bowing to get a certain kind of sound, or is it pretty much always different every time? I mean, improvising is one thing, but if you're really arranging something, you know, like arranging a part for something.
You know, a lot of it, for me, the bowing I don't seem to think about as much. I pretty much concentrate on the notes of the thing, and I kind of know in some places that I won't slur a note or something like that. But, it's nothing that I really map out or anything like that.
I've been fascinated with the right arm. Well, I've always been really interested in it, but especially after hanging out with a lot of the old time players and just realizing that there's so many different ways of feeling it completely naturally to get a very, very different kind of sound. And so just like bluegrass playing is something that I've never really completely studied either. I've barely done any of that. And so it's really fascinating. And I was just like, do you have anybody else about like bluegrass playing or how they approach the right arm? Because there's so many consistent patterns, like stylistically, in the old timers. I guess I'm not thinking about directions either, but. Interested in your thoughts.
The only thing, I basically just play the way it feels natural to play, and it's a relaxed thing. It's not, and with me, it's just kind of trial and error, you know, kind of just get after it and screw it up, and then hopefully the next time you don't.
Regarding the right hand, I think it was 2000, is that what we decided it was? 2002 or something, Michael? I can't remember. When we were here last, we did a workshop just like this with Lori Lewis, and someone said, can you explain the bow hold? And, you know, Lori went into a long discussion, about how she does it. And I went into this, physically, if you hold it this way, an archer or this, like this. And Michael said, why just grab it like this in a fist and go?
I always like to tell this story. I was at a jam one time in California, and this buddy of mine came up behind me, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and he goes, Cleveland, I always knew you were a frustrated baseball player.
Well, how about, what do you think of, like,
the Bolts of Moonlight?
Yeah.
Which part do you? The one you don't.